Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses.
Mmm, cozy.
Continues to be a rude song. We had a lot of feedback this week when I was like, I'm thinking about changing the song. And a lot of people were like, don't change it. But then some people were like,
do change
maybe
it.
Change it.
Yeah, right. Those people, prudes.
Yeah, that's right.
The other people, perverts.
That's right. Even the people, agreeing with me are like, I still think you're a prude.
Look, something needs to change, but it's not the listeners, all of whom are correct.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. Mason, it's news time because it's the Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is Dams, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always, my co-host Nick Mason.
I'm here.
What order are any of these things happening?
One of us is a prude, one of us is a pervert.
That's
who's who. tell us by the end.
There's some crossover also.
That's probably for true. Sure. Yeah.
But listen, here's the thing, because it's the news time, and I'm happy to start with the news. And the hot topic of the week, very briefly, until people forgot about it, was the Dr. Dolittle trailer. The remake.
Yeah, or just Dolittle. Or,
is it? Great.
Just Dolittle, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
So imagine Sherlock Holmes, but with animals. Imagine the movie Evan Almighty, but...
Yep.
So I didn't think anything of this when I saw it.
Yes.
Like I watched the trailer.
And you do now? Because I didn't think anything before and then I still don't think anything of it now.
Well, I think because there's things coming out around it. People have talked about things. Hot goss around this movie.
Okay, so this is, the last Dr. Dolittle movie was the second sequel to Dr. Dolittle 1.
Dr. Dolittle.
With Eddie Murphy. And then there was a sequel to that. And there was the one where his daughter has Dolittle powers as well.
And he's dead.
Yeah, really?
I don't know. That's the Ace Ventura sequel. Where it's his son and Ace Ventura's dead.
Oh, no.
The raccoon dropped him off the cliff or whatever happened in that second movie.
In Dr. Dolittle 2, he goes to the fun park from that Beverly Hills Cop 3 and he's killed. He falls off a roller coaster and he's killed. So his daughter has to take over. But so that was set in modern times. This one is clearly that pseudo-Victorian era.
Yeah, which is what the 1967 movie, whenever it came out, was.
Okay.
There's been some clips of that floating around recently. One where he like kisses a seal in woman's clothing and throws it back into the ocean.
Oh, a real Rex Hunt kind of situation.
Yeah, that's right. Just as creepy as Rex Hunt.
Yeah.
So... Specific local reference, don't worry about it. Yeah.
But he would always say, yibbity yibbida. That's all, folks.
And he had a fishing show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those two things.
Was he a sex pest? Who knows?
Who knows? That's between Rex and...
the ocean. His one true love.
So, but there was a few interesting things that came out. You mentioned this before the show. Since 2012 or 2014, this and The Judge is like the only movie he's done that's not a Marvel movie?
Yeah, that's true. This is the only Robert Downey Jr. Movies that haven't been his Tony Stark in some capacity.
He was in Chef in 2014. I've got IMDb, but I don't even remember him being
and
in that.
And he was in The Nice Guys, I think, as a corpse, maybe.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that on here. But that's not to say that he wasn't. Mm. So there's that fact about it, which is very interesting that he's doing this. There's also the behind-the-scenes madness, because the director on this was actually fired. This person is... the director's name is... look it up right here. Stephen Agaghan. For one, he apparently has a racist dog, doesn't like black people. That was an anonymous source.
Oh, I have heard that.
So there was that element of the story.
Yeah, right.
Which is one of the many strange elements that have come out of this. So apparently, this is from an anonymous source, so take it with a grain of salt, but it's apparently somebody who worked on the special effects. It was deep in production hell last year.
Constantly getting attacked by the dog.
That's right. They started filming scenes before they'd even planned where the animated animals would be standing. It was nuts. And then the batshit director went and got fired, but it was too little too late after his insane outbursts and subsequent banning from stepping foot into both the lead concept department and the lead pre-visual animation department. He demanded that the pre-visual department be fired because we can figure it out on the day.
And he said, I see. So there's no need to... He was like, we don't need to do any storyboards or anything.
We'll just get in and
put some dots on some walls and draw it on the day. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And this person said in response to this, yes, Stephen, you can figure out where 5+ animated characters and Robert Downey Jr. are standing when you have 30 individual camera shots to film on a Monday morning, you fucking moron.
Whoa.
Yeah. He says, if it's even remotely watchable, then the new guys who came in to fix it need some fucking medals. Also, he put his fist through a new 8K TV because the talking goose wasn't on screen while it was talking in one shot, even though he asked the week before for us to move the goose out of the shot. So this is all secondhand information from somebody who apparently...
We don't know how reliable this is. Yeah. And also, who hasn't screamed to move that goose out of the way?
The goose out of the way.
At a movie... set or a church or any number of different
places. Video game.
Yeah.
Where you're playing two-player Untitled Goose Game and you're not the goose. You're the befuddled farmer.
Yes.
And you're like, move this goose out of the way.
Is that possible to do?
No,
you're always
not.
The goose.
You're always the goose. What, do you want to be the farmer? Really?
Not really, but surely that would be...
An epic adventure?
Well, surely that would be the next iteration of that game, right? You play the befuddled child/farmer/... person who's getting their picnic stolen.
Goose murderer,
potential
exactly. Goose murderer in the making.
It should be called potential goose murderer in the making. I think we've done it. We don't need the pre-visual department. We've done it. We've done it on the day.
So this is fascinating for a number of reasons. Off the back of this, because I went back and rewatched the trailer. Because again, I just went, yeah, I thought it was Disney. Like I didn't look in until all this stuff came out. But it is like there's some very wonky kind of blue screen elements in this.
It looks almost entirely blue screen. Even bits, there's a final shot where he's just leaving a house and he's closing the door behind him. And that looks entirely CGI, even though maybe it even isn't. But it doesn't need to be. But I think maybe they just went, just put him in a blue room and close the door.
Fine,
and we'll do everything afterwards.
Figure it out. Yeah, exactly. So
it's sort of fascinating to me that
Robbie DJ
is doing another massively special effects heavy movie now that he's essentially free of his Marvel contract and he can really do anything. I would have thought, I honestly would have thought that he would go into a smaller role
That was the idea because he's got his production company and they do stuff. Things.
Okay, sure.
What do they do? They did The Judge, whatever.
Okay, so this is not his production company. This is just...
I assume it's not.
Okay.
But the budget of this, you mentioned that, why are we still talking about this? But the budget of this...
Because it's Doolittle and it's Robbie D.
A DJ.
Robbie DJ.
The budget is $175 million. That's not... This isn't the kind of movie that makes that back, generally.
Yeah.
This looks like what did Charlotte's Web make? I'd imagine not that.
No.
I don't know. So I just think this is crazy that you'd put that much. Also, it feels like it'd be cheaper if you got actual animals, right?
And just CGI
and then you'd have, and then you'd be able to just have them there and you could walk up and be like, there's a giraffe and whatever. And you get the giraffe of the day or I don't know where you get a giraffe from. Or you'd bring the green screen to the giraffe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I am enjoying very much that scene where he just goes, this is a giraffe or whatever. And he moves on to the next thing. And then they call cut and he's like, oh, this is what I went to acting school for. Just, oh my God, enough of these Marvel movies. No, just nonsense. But this, did you feel, I put every essence of my being into this is the giraffe or whatever.
So Dr. Doolittle in my mind, because I'd only really seen the Eddie Murphy one, was a guy who hates animals initially. Is that
right.
Not the story though, I assume.
Doesn't seem to be. It seems to be some sort of steampunk adventure across the globe, maybe.
They did Babe with real animals and puppets.
Yeah.
Like and they did some CGI. Uh-huh. I don't know, man. Yeah. Whatever.
We can't all be visionary director, the guy that did Mad Max, whose name escapes me currently.
Peter May here.
No.
Rex Hunt.
No, it's not Rex Hunt. You know the guy?
What is his name?
Right? When you put yourself on the spot. George Miller.
Thank you. Right. Good Lord. Well, yeah. he didn't direct Babe.
No, he produced it.
But he did direct the sequel, which is apparently very good. I've never seen it. Yeah. Anyway, enough of this. This has been going for way too long.
All right. I'm just also, look, one more thing to note.
Okay.
Haven't we seen enough of talking animals at this point?
It's or not is it impressive.
The, is it the studios are now like, people love The Lion King. It's talking animals all the way.
Yeah.
Also, don't you just, surely now they just, there's just a server somewhere in Hollywood and you go, I need it. I'm doing a talking animal movie. And you just take the wireframes off
That'd
the server
have to be.
And you just,
you tweak the ears so it's slightly different looking
exactly.
giraffe.
Like surely it's free now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a giraffe or whatever.
Yeah, it's a giraffe or whatever.
In two takes.
Yeah.
He probably got like $40 million for this. I'm sure he doesn't.
Or maybe that's
shit.
The reason.
Yeah.
Who needed to buy another lighthouse house?
Maybe he's doing good work behind the scenes. Maybe he's given the money to like.
No. He's buying a lighthouse house. Another one.
Another one.
He's building. He's got a lighthouse house on like one side of a shore.
Yep.
And then he's bought a town on the other side of a shore with another lighthouse house. And he's going to build a flying fox across him or something like that.
I think he should hire two guys and not tell them that he owns both and be like, that's your enemy lighthouse.
So they're nice. Just feeding
lighthouse guys.
You have to blind his light with your light.
And he just sits in the middle in a little tugboat and
yes,
goes,
that's right.
This is the craft, he says. Yeah, this is why right. I got into the craft.
This is why he needs this, yeah.
Anyway, Batman news. We got a lot of it, starting with Michael Giacchino, who you might know. He did the music for Star Trek. He did,
both Spider-Man
movies, the new ones. He did Rogue One, and now he's working on...
The music, specifically.
That's right, yes. Exactly.
He didn't do them in its entirety.
No, they're not hand-drawn. He didn't hand-draw those movies. So now he's working on the Batman. People are saying this guy's like your new John Williams. He's got some pretty impressive scores behind him and on some pretty impressive movies. So, and Rogue One, he did in like... very little time, apparently.
That's a guy who can do it on Monday morning.
You know what I mean? And that's why I guess that theme isn't super memorable. But I don't blame him because that movie was an absolute shit show, apparently.
I see.
And it's fine. And I think that's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive, right?
For like all Star Wars movies, they fire the director and then do whatever happens after that. Anyway, the Batman. What do you think?
So good, he's cast? Locked in.
He's locked in, apparently.
Okay, yeah, all right. Sounds good.
Gone is Junkie XL/ Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, okay, whatever, sure. That's, you know what they could do? Food truck.
That's true.
Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL out on the road.
No, they didn't do Justice League, did they? That was Danny Elfman, I believe.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. The other thing is we've got some massive casting coming out this week. First of all, Zoe Kravitz is going to be playing Catwoman/Selina Kyle.
Speaking of Mad Max Fury Road and George Miller, she was
that's
in that.
Right, yeah.
And other things probably after
and definitely
that.
Other things.
Oh, she's in a show called Big Little Lies, which I've not seen, but people
I've heard
saying
Claire loves
saying
that.
It's good. Okay,
nothing but good things. Okay. It's one of those ones where I'm like, I'll get to your weird, depressing suburban show.
Oh,
like, I'll get to
yeah.
I'll get to all of them.
Is it high society women doing high society things?
It's a bit of that, yeah. But okay. It's behind the scenes. You think it's a perfect world.
Oh, you think it's an idyllic sort of
domestic violence,
yeah, domestic
and whatever.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Domestic bliss is actually domestic. Drink this cup of piss.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen it, but that's episode 3.
Huh.
Yes.
I think Claire is telling you lies about what the show is about.
Big or small lies.
Lies about piss mostly.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So anyway, I think that's great casting.
Yeah.
I think she looks the part. There's been some backlash because, you know, she's not a white cat.
There's never been a black Catwoman except for that time there was one.
Except for Eartha Kitt in the 60s and also Halle Berry. And there's also the argument that people have then made from that, well, those versions weren't technically Selina Kyle. The Halle Berry one is true. The Catwoman 60s one was just called Catwoman and since then has been labelled Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
Also, it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter at all. It's irrelevant.
We both think it's PC gone mad, just to
absolutely.
Be clear.
Oh my God.
But it really doesn't matter. Mm. So I saw this insane thread that was like, people were like, we've had Catwoman before has been black. It's like, yeah, but not Selina Kyle. Okay.
Good. Well, what about this? How about is Selina Kyle?
Yeah, that's right. And it doesn't matter because they'll recast it again in 5 years. We just had a Catwoman.
Or less.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, we just had one.
I remember that.
Anne Hathaway.
Yep, I remember.
The goggles were the ears.
They'd flip down.
It was the real world.
Yeah.
Or was it?
Probably not.
Big flying box.
Yeah, I remember the big flying box.
In other casting news, though,
it was a white big flying box.
Was it?
I mean? No, it was black.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Mason.
Spiritually, though, it was white.
Yeah. Does it come in black? That, yeah. You said.
Yeah, I remember.
And it did.
Yep.
So Jonah Hill is no longer wanted for the role of the Penguin.
Was he ever really wanted? We don't know.
Apparently so.
Okay.
Well,
you know then.
I apparently controversially suggested that he wasn't worth the $10 million.
You did say that, yeah.
That he was asking for. And I stand by that. Mm-hmm. I say controversially because some people are like, yeah, maybe he is. But look, he probably is because he's an Oscar-winning actor.
You surveyed some people at the Helium Balloon Factory.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe he is, though. Come on. James, be fair, mate. Come on.
Hardest working guys in the balloon business,
that's
I believe.
True, yeah. But these cowards in hydrogen. Actually, they're pretty brave, aren't they? Brave boys in the hydrogen
brave
balloon
in different
factory.
Ways, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I probably should have clarified this, but I think he's not someone where you'd go, no, I have to see that because Jonah Hill is.
Yeah, right.
He's not a draw.
To you, saying, but what I
no,
said.
No, for Batman, you can put anybody in it and people will still see it to an extent.
Sure.
I think there is an.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, there
you,
is,
won't, you won't get any additional people. Like, no. It'll be a draw because people will be like, oh, it's a Batman movie. I like Batman. But nobody's going to be like, and Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I think there is some. Maybe I'm reading into this too much, but I think it's also a clever decision to cast someone like Robert Pattinson or previously to this Ben Affleck because people talk about it a lot.
Yeah, or Michael Keaton.
Or Michael Keaton, exactly. So people kind of, everyone's up in arms and then there's the articles that are like, well, technically this is why he's a good Batman. And people are like, well, technically maybe he won't be. But remember Jesse Eisenberg? People thought, and then it goes around forever and ever until they get recast. And then it happens again.
Yeah.
So there's probably an element of that to the that.
Yeah, but
what
you're
was
right,
my point? I don't know.
I don't know, but I think you're right. Maybe you're right in the sense that the crossover, the Venn diagram of people who enjoy movies with Batman in it and also enjoy stoner comedies.
Yes.
It's just a circle.
Or Moneyball. He's serious sometimes.
It's kind of just a circle. So.
Or he's working on, he was in The Wolf of Wall Street. He's in an interview calling Martin Scorsese Marty. He's on
nice.
That level.
That's
you know what I mean?
Good. Yeah, no,
he was quick to do it.
Oh, nice.
So the other thing was apparently Seth Rogen is being looked at for the role of the Penguin. And another story is saying.
So we are, Jonah Hill, we brought you in here for a meeting.
Do you know?
We were actually thinking of Seth Rogen. Sorry. We got confused. We saw Superbad. We like you both. We're thinking of Seth Rogen. Anyway, see you later.
We like him more just as he's leaving. That
Yeah.
Making sure he knows. Yeah. So, but the rumor is that he really wanted to be Edward Nygma.
Yes.
They wanted him for Penguin. Mm. And they were like, well, people don't know you as the, you know, as an Edward Nygma type.
Yes.
They know you as a Penguin type. Even though he's quite trim nowadays. He's
That's true,
good.
Yeah.
There's always photos of him leaving the gym with a juice or whatever.
Yeah.
Some BCAAs, you know what I mean? What
nope. They? What's that?
But they're muscle. I take some of them sometimes.
Big boy.
Big boy's having a big drink for your
big
muscles.
Big boy chemical supplements.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Okay, right.
It's basically for people who are getting older who want to sustain their... Or in young people.
Sure.
It's a young man game too, working out. What am I doing?
What are you doing here? It's like I found some in a drawer in your house and I'm like, James, what is this? This is a skull and crossbones on it. What are you doing? And you're like, well, it's actually for young men or old men. It's just, I don't know. Wasn't somebody else being eyed for the Riddler this
yes,
week?
Yes, well, what ended up happening is that Paul Dano got the role.
That's the one.
Who I think is... I mean, that's dead on, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Who would you prefer? Who do you pay $10 million to? You know what I mean? The There Will Be Blood guy or a guy from a different thing? Either is fine, I guess.
Yep.
But Paul Dano's terrific and he looks like him more.
I think that's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That being said, if they had to cast Jonah Hill, whatever.
I think if you're basing it solely on laughs, like the laugh that they produce out of their body, it's not Seth Rogen. He doesn't produce what I would consider a Riddler laugh.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Do you think, what's his name, Jonah Hill could?
He's more a tee-hee-hee guy.
Yeah, I've heard a real laugh from him.
See, exactly. He's a chameleon, that guy.
But no, I thoroughly believe that Paul Dano could be beaten up by Batman.
Yeah,
we've seen him be beaten up in a bowling alley.
That's true, yeah.
And there will be blood. Mm-hmm. So you know he can do it.
Yeah.
I think this all around is excellent casting.
I agree.
Yeah.
What will the movie be like? We don't know. Will it be a massive waste of potential?
I don't know, man.
Or a really good movie? I hope the latter.
I saw a headline that was also...
yeah, but people are always like... You just want these movies to fail. No, I don't, because I'll be dead soon. We'll all be dead soon.
All of us.
I don't want to watch terrible movies
for the
remainder
reminder,
of my life.
Fresh reminder, everybody.
I just want good movies until I die.
Yeah.
I wish they're all good.
I want them to be either really good or really terrible.
Sure. But middling, not for us.
No good. Mm. Yeah, middling's worse, I feel,
mm.
in a lot of ways. But anyway, yeah, I think this looks great. And Robert Battenbatt,
thank you,
which is, of course, his famous Batman name, came out this week. I saw a headline that was like, Batman's not traditionally, he's not technically a hero or whatever. That's all I read of it. And then, but I went, yeah, but he is.
Do you find yourself hesitant to click anything, any kind of article now because it's all clickbait?
It's all crap, yep.
And but there is a certain art to writing clickbait articles because I'll read the first paragraph and I'm like, well, there was nothing at all of substance conveyed in that first paragraph.
You can skip the first two.
But I will keep going.
Yeah, and you can confidently skip the first two.
Yeah.
Because with SEO, and this was when I was at Comic Book Movie as well, they did some changes before I left where you have to hit a certain word count for it to show up in Google results.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of other things that I was like, I'm never writing an article here again because it's way too much work. But so, yeah, they have to do it to show up.
Yeah.
And it's essentially just like, Batman's gone through a number of incarnations over the years, dating back to the 60s. But of course, there was a serial from the prior to Ben Affleck, famously, and it's just that.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And then it's like,
anyway, the answer is we don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
No one does.
No one does. Anyway, everyone's making a crust.
We asked the director, and he just coughed at us. Is that a confirmation or a denial? We don't know, but we'll speculate.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. John Cho has been injured.
Don't mean John Chow?
I don't mean that, Mason. Why would you think that?
Okay.
I didn't say that earlier and then edit it out.
Good, good, good.
You're an idiot, if anything, Mason, for suggesting that. But I would do that. He was injured on the set of Cowboy Bebop, which is a 10-episode series they are making of the famous...
anime, yes.
Thank you. I was waiting to see if you said manga, because I wasn't 100% sure. So I threw it out there, see what happened, you know what I mean? So production is halted for 7 to 9 months.
That's a lot. It's a foot injury of some sort?
Yeah. I'd imagine, though, it's not just the injury. I assume that it's also... Well, if it's delayed this amount of time,
yes,
we lose this actor, we lose this director, we lose whatever.
Yeah,
I assume,
because
you could shoot around that probably if it was just...
It's just a foot injury,
just a foot injury, right? Robert Downey Jr. broke his leg on Iron Man 3 and maybe he's not in that movie at all. I just don't even know.
Did he break his leg in that movie?
Yeah. Huh. Or something happened and...
Happened.
No, he did break his foot off.
What is this, a clickbait article? What happened in the 60s, there were very many incarnations at this time, Robert Downey Jr. Anyway, one time he stubbed his toe. But we don't know that for sure, do we?
No, he did. I think he broke his leg because there's shots in that where they paste his head onto somebody else. The last shot where he throws his arc reactor off the...
Not
him. Oh, it is his head, but it doesn't fucking matter, does it? But anyway, I think there's way around this is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so I don't think it's just this.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is, if we miss shooting by a couple of weeks, then this person has to go and do another movie, and this person has to leave, and the crew has to do whatever.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Because there were a couple of episodes in, I think, and then he broke his foot.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know that. I'm just assuming. I don't know anything. But what I do know is I've got some Matrix.
Are we the clickbait article of podcasting?
We're pretty upfront about
it. We don't know anything.
Yeah, but
that's true. We say it up front, don't we? A clickbait article will be like, you are ready for some hot content
here.
I'm
never going to believe this. I wish we could do fan art like this, though, on clickbaits, because we can't do fan art on this. We can't be like, you'll never guess this amazing, this is what it'll look like as the Riddler or whatever. We can't do that.
Now imagine the actor Paul Dano.
Green suit.
It's got question marks on it.
Yeah. They've added a Nolan flair because he's standing in front of a grey brick wall.
Grey brick wall, yeah. And he's looking kind of shotgunning the camera. He's kind of looking very serious, but he's got a smirk on his face.
Bearing in mind, this is not what it will look like in the end.
That's right.
Yeah.
What it looks like is his character in There Will Be Blood, but we've just painted it green. He's holding an umbrella. It's got a question mark.
Of course he is. Yeah. But he's not the Penguin. It doesn't make any sense. Is the end of the umbrella a question mark or the other end?
The whole thing. Both ends are question marks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work as an umbrella, to be honest.
That's not why he has it, though, is it?
No.
Yeah. I hope there's a scene in The Batman where you go underground and the Riddler has assembled somehow a race car track.
A series of race car tracks,
underground challenges.
Yes.
Which you'll have to take part in. You finished Arkham Knight, right?
Yes. That's
so many race car tracks. How did he do it?
So what you're saying is the Batman...
He even had to build the elevators.
The movie The Batman will have like a 6-hour side movie to it where he's like, I've got to solve these murders and stop the super criminals destroying the city. But in the meantime, I'm going to go down into this race car.
Some time trials that the Riddler wants me to take care of.
I'm going
to
go through these rings.
He doesn't even do riddles in those games. He's just like, riddle me this, Batman. Can you get in that question mark box? Oh, you threw the batarang and it opened the door.
They're not really riddles. They're puzzles, aren't they?
They're more riddles in the first one.
Yeah.
Where it's like, fine, who's the painting and whatever.
They're not,
but that's probably more a part of the puzzle.
They're not even riddles either in the first one. In the first one, they're just like, you go into a room and it's like, where's Prometheus? And you go, oh, there's a photo of him. And you take a photo of it. You go, you found him. It's not a riddle either.
No.
I mean, some of it was like, what angle can you look at this to make a question mark appear? It's not a riddle either. None of these things are riddles.
It's a perspective trick.
It's a perspective trick, not a riddle. Unless it's, anyway, can't remember what happens in two, but I think
it's like 1,000 Riddler trophies you got to get.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
If they were in my path as I was walking, I would walk through it, but that is to the extent that I would collect Riddler trophies.
Uh-huh.
I just want to be able to, like, get into his office and beat him up.
I don't want to do a thousand race courses to do it. I don't care.
Yes. I don't care enough. Has he even got people like hanging over acid?
Not really.
Maybe he does.
Sometimes there's like an electrified floor or something like that. And he's like, you got to turn all these switches. And again, not a riddle.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
It's Simple Simon, if anything.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just a series of memory tricks.
Anyways,
yes.
Matrix forecasting, rumors of Jessica Henwick, who you might know. Yeah, you do. She's Iron Fist. She's the better version of Iron Fist.
Oh, Colleen Wing?
Yeah, so she can do some kung fu and things, can't she? So
That's
perfect for the Matrix. Unless she's going to be someone in Zion, just without plugs and being like, I got to hold this squid at bay with this laser. Whatever happened in that third movie? We did an episode on it recently.
Yeah, they held most of the squids off with lasers.
Right, until the ceasefire or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Also, Neil Patrick Harris. Oh. What kind of sweet glasses are you going to wear? It's his clip-on, Mason.
Okay, clip-on glasses. All right, cool. All right.
There's not a better answer than
that. What if they all switch to blue blockers?
Oh, that's
so they all switch
idea.
To...
I love it.
You're wearing some right
I
now.
Know, I know. It makes my nights easier. Mm. Easier on the old eyes, Mason. The old eye bones.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They'd all get a decent night's sleep.
That's right.
That's what you need in this universe.
You know you do, because there's always squids at the gate or whatever. Neil Patrick Harris seems he'd probably be more inclined to be a villainous role, maybe.
He seems like an agent to me.
Yeah.
If you put him in the Matrix, that's an agent role.
He's a song and dance man, which means that translates well to martial arts, so that's entirely possible that he could do that aspect of it.
That's absolutely true.
We'll bring back Hugo Weaving again and whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah, I do know what you mean, yeah.
The other bit of news is Jada Pinkett Smith is in talks to return as
Niobe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
Is it?
No. I wanted her to be Fish Mooney in the new Batman movie. That's what I wanted.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there you go.
She's being pulled in too many different directions, you
it's
know?
True. Yeah. It's hard being a Hollywood type.
Yep.
Trying to think of a movie. I don't know. Girls Night, Girls Trip, is she in one of those?
I don't think so.
Yeah, cool. So, but look, you know what? It makes sense in the universe that you would bring her back.
You bring some characters
back,
yeah.
She lived, she's in the game, she's in the movies, two of the movies.
It's so true.
It makes perfect sense. Uh-huh. Bring back the Spoon Kid.
She was in the Matrix Online.
That's
I'm
right.
Fairly confident.
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
Mm, bring back the Spoon Kid.
Bring back the
Spoon Kid. Is he still in Hollywood in some
Spoon
capacity?
Kid?
Yeah, the actor.
Let me
he
check.
He might be.
Spoon Kid, Matrix,
yes,
actor.
Although I think maybe he was an Australian actor, so maybe
His name's Rowan Witt, so probably not in Hollywood, I would say. He's 30.
Okay.
He's a theatre and film actor.
Oh, yes.
He was born in Sydney.
Very good.
He's got a twin sister. As a voiceover actor, Will works it now. He works exclusively for animation, advertising, radio, television shows, and movie soundtracks. But he's done a bunch of things in theatre, including The Book of Mormon.
Okay, cool.
And other things. So there you go. So he's still acting.
Good
so
for you, Spoon Kid.
Yeah, Spoon Kid. Mm-hmm. He's got a name, Mason, and it's Spoon Kid. He changed it.
Okay, really pops, you know?
Yeah,
really
I
pops
know.
On a poster.
Yes. So that's good news.
People throw spoons at him while he's doing Book of Mormon or some sort of serious theatre.
I still don't understand why they didn't bring him back for the second one. They had that other kid who handed Neo a spoon and was like, remember this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good work. It was filmed in Australia. They could have got it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Kevin Feige has been...
We have heaps of spoons here.
Not so many.
Oh, my God.
Kevin Feige has been named Marvel Chief Creative Officer, which you might be like, isn't that what he is and does already?
I assume that also.
No, apparently. Okay. Overall Creative Director at Marvel Storytelling across publishing, film, TV, animation, and all mediums, essentially. Okay. So I guess that'd be a pretty... their hand in comics as well.
Is this a new role? Is he,
I believe
or is he,
so
he's
yeah.
not taking over from somebody else who we'd never heard of until this point.
So this essentially to me means that like they are really blending the television and movie worlds and movie world on the Gold Coast, even though
Fantastic.
It's a Warner Brothers property. Mm-hmm. Local reference, don't worry about it. And
no, I think people should worry about it. Movie world, Hollywood on the Gold Coast, Police Academy stunt show.
Did they still do that?
I don't know.
Mm. Batman the Ride, they updated it. From Batman Returns to the fourth Batman movie. Did they fix it again since then? Green Lantern Ride. They did that, didn't they, in 2010?
Yep.
It was the Lethal Weapon Ride.
Which is the Lethal Weapon Ride the
I
one
think
it's
they
just
repurposed
it was just a
it.
Tower, right?
No, I think Lethal Weapon was a spinny twirly one.
Never happens in the Lethal
it had
Weapon
the roller
movies.
Coaster adventure of the movies Lethal Weapon 1 to 4.
Make it the Beverly Hills Cop 3 movie.
Where you fall
adventure.
Out of a
Yeah, you fall out of a roller coaster, did you? Yeah. But no, I'm fairly confident the Lethal Weapon Ride there's always one, which is just the thing
the
that
drop,
it,
yeah.
it brings you up like a couple of stories high and then it just drops you and they're like, just like in Lethal Weapon.
No, I think you might, no, it's not. It's an actual roller coaster.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But I know the ones you're talking about. They've all got a big drop.
They all have a big drop, it's true.
Yeah. Anyway, it's, so that's, so the reason that's interesting also because there was another rumor and this came via the GWW, the website. They're casting for Ms. Marvel at the moment.
And this is Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel.
Correct. Mm. Big hand, big slappy hand.
Big slappy hand.
You ever seen the film clip Everlong?
Yes.
It's like that. Except it's not Dave Grohl.
It's a lady.
That's right.
Nice.
Big slappy hand, though. Same principle.
Cool, cool, cool.
They're looking to cast Vin Diesel as Maximus and Aaron Taylor Johnson as Maximus. I've written Maximus twice. One of those is supposed to be Black Bolt, the Vin Diesel character.
Right, okay, yep. So,
or Blackagar Boltagon.
Blackagar Boltagon, correct. Yes.
Terrific!
So we're recasting Inhumans.
Yes.
Does that mean that the TV Inhumans are now no longer canonical?
Does it matter? And yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because they recast Rhodey, so, you know,
yeah.
He's still canonical.
Yeah.
So
a couple of things interesting there. First of all, there was supposed to be an Inhumans movie. Remember, it was announced.
Yeah.
It's the only Marvel movie that they announced that never got made, unlike the DC thing. We don't like to kick him every week.
That's true.
They do some good things.
It's fun when we do.
Yes, it is.
But not every week.
But remember that.
It's like a delicious dessert. It's at the top of the food pyramid.
That's right.
Kicking DC's right up the top. You know, just a little bit of it.
Grains and cereal down the bottom.
Grains and cereal, exactly.
So you don't need as many as you think. The food pyramid is a lie. Don't listen to that, all right?
Really?
So, yeah, don't. It's absolute horseshit.
Huh.
It's like started by like Kellogg's or some.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay,
it's not
yep.
a real thing.
Mm.
You don't need cereal, even though it's delicious, but it's horseshit. So, eat eggs. That's what I'm doing. I'm eating eggs, man.
Yes.
As a couple of, so, the only movie they never made was The Inhumans.
Yes.
And then because of Ike Perlmutter and the people over at the TV department, he was so convinced that this was going to be the next X-Men.
Incredible. X-Men still, again, yeah. Having just seen the first two episodes of that thing, to think that would be the new X-Men is astounding,
yeah.
Really.
It was a phenomenally bad TV show where the woman who's got the hair that can punch people, they shave it off almost immediately.
Yeah, for convenience sake. Yeah.
And we watched that on IMAX.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my, it was so stretched.
If anyone new to the podcast and you're like, boy, they kick DC a lot, but they don't kick Marvel so much, go back to our Inhumans episode where I feel we royally put the boot in.
Yeah.
Royally.
That's right.
The royal family.
But the other thing is, so, and Vin Diesel was rumored for that.
That's right, yeah.
So there was kind of like, we'll do your Groot thing. It's a fun little cameo that you do, but the real role we're lining up is
The Inhumans, yeah.
Remind me, I've got Bloodshot news. I forgot to put it in.
Okay.
It just happened.
All right.
Before I recorded this. And the other thing is Aaron Taylor Johnson returning because he was
Quicksilver
as Maximus. Again, this is a rumor via the GWW, so take that with a grain of salt.
What does GWW stand for?
The Good Word of Warcraft.
So this is some sort of World of Warcraft-based religious website of some
correct,
kind?
Correct, correct, correct.
And they're now reporting on...
It's based around the texts of World of Warcraft, the
right.
religious side
like
of things.
Like mystical scrolls and such.
Yeah.
In the video, the massively multiplayer online role-playing game World of Warcraft.
Run by Blizzard, right?
Yeah.
Cowards. Just a pack of cowards over there. Kowtowing to China, mate. They're loving it. Did you see that?
Oh, something. Tell me about it. What happened?
Essentially that they banned a streamer for 6 months because they
because they were like supporting Kong Kong. Yeah, okay.
And then they banned the two people who were commentating on it, even though they cut the guy off and weren't like, we also endorse this.
You're right.
So they got fired, but then they also weren't going to pay that guy's winnings.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these other things that are spun off from it. And the interesting thing is that BlizzCon is coming up and because they've done these things, there's been a lot of backlash. So BlizzCon could be an absolute shit show.
Mm.
That was last year also.
A poop blizzard, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the, yeah, when they released Diablo Mobile and they were like.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
People were like, we don't want this. We don't want it.
Uh-huh.
Give us the next Diablo. And then the guy said, what, don't you guys have phones? And everyone went. I mean, I feel bad for the guy on stage because you're the guy releasing Diablo Mobile.
Mobile, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
So now Vin Diesel could be back is the point of this.
Also, I remember several months ago, I think I said on this podcast, oh, that Hong Kong thing's blown over. Don't even worry about it. So
no.
Apologies to our listeners in Hong Kong because that is still going.
It's still going. If you can follow it, I follow it on Twitter. It's the Hong Kong FP, which is the Hong Kong Free Press. If you want to keep abreast of everything that's going on there, it's just constant updates of things that are going on there with the protests. It's been like... They recently did 150 days of protesting or something. So we're well past that at this point. I'm just going to share this Bloodshot thing because there's going to be a trailer for Bloodshot coming up soon.
Yes.
This is the trailer. I'm going to quickly show you, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
This is only like a 60-second thing. No, a 5-second thing. Ready for this?
Yeah, trailer tomorrow. Okay, very good.
Oh,
is this some sort of live reaction?
His face is coming off. He's been bloodshot.
Oh, my God, he's been bloodshot.
Pretty good effect, though. So we can't talk about that now because it's not out yet. Oh. Ah, stop it! Sorry, it keeps going off in my ears. So this guy's got nanobites technology, doesn't he?
He's got nanobites technology, yes.
And
that's
his
right.
face can grow back and that. So I didn't know. I don't know why.
Have seen the trailer because that's what the scientist explains in it. He's like, this man has nanobite technology. Yeah. His face can grow back and stuff.
That's right.
Anyway, here's a giraffe or whatever. It's also been infected with nanobite technology. Its neck can get even longer.
But it can't
or
grow
something.
Back.
Yeah. It just keeps getting longer and thinner and less structurally sound.
Yeah.
And just tumbles over.
We love it though.
Yeah.
The boys in the lab, we love it.
Yeah.
We jump rope with it. We love it.
We cannot get enough of this.
So.
And then it's just 90 minutes of that and Bloodshot goes off and does his own thing.
That's right. So, I just didn't think it would be like as gory as it was. I thought it would be like some PG-13 thing, but looks like they're really going for it, which is exciting. We'll talk about more of that next week. The other bit of Marvel news is that Liv Tyler may return as Betty Ross in She-Hulk. So there you go.
Cool.
So she hasn't been in one of these movies since 2009, opposite Edward Norton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about time that they bring her back. They brought back William Hurt, so some of those things are canon in that movie.
That is true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Cool, cool. Mm. We don't have any Jennifer Walters She-Hulk confirmed casting,
no,
do we?
As of yet.
Okay, right.
I think we talked about, do you go big, do you go small, and then beat them up? Do you do platform heels? Do you do a wrestler?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? All those kinds of
things. Do you do Darcy Carden from The Good Place?
Mm.
I reckon that's good.
That's not bad at
she's
all, actually.
Quite tall.
Yeah.
She's very funny.
That's really good.
And she's green.
You can make her
They're going to make her up for The Good Place.
Really?
Yeah, she's green.
And that's perfect.
Yeah.
I can't believe somebody else hasn't suggested that before you. In other news, Jared Leto.
Yes.
Leto.
Yes.
You might know him as the 47-year-old actor who played the
Joker. I don't know. I'll cut you off there. I don't know him from anything. And I don't care to know
you
him
remember.
From anything.
Did you see some of the test images that came out this week of him?
No.
Some of the other looks they went for was, you know, he's got the no eyebrows.
Yes.
One of them was tattooed ha 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 for eyebrows.
Yeah, right.
What do you think of that? Do you love it?
That's pretty. So he had eyebrows or
he had
no eyebrows?
Off
so.
And they tattooed ha 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 on his eyebrows.
Do you think there would have been a scene in the movie where he has eyebrows initially, then he shaves off the eyebrows and he's got ha 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 ha?
Yeah, that was probably part of the 40 hours that apparently they shot of this movie.
This suggests to me that there was a lot of eyebrow test footage or a lot of eyebrow testing. Like they were what kind of eyebrows would the Joker have? Monobrow? Would he have?
Yeah. I think once they shaved them off, they just went, well, we have to do this now, don't we? We've got to wait for these to grow back. It's not going to work. Yeah.
Yeah. One big eyebrow, one small eyebrow.
You'd just do green eyebrows, wouldn't you?
You'd do green eyebrows, yeah.
That's what I'd do. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd do. Anyway, this is in relation to the new Joker movie. Sources say, this is via The Hollywood Reporter,
yeah. How about this? Monobrow. It's like brown hair, except in the middle. There it's green.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
It's poetic. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he just got a splash of the acid.
He got a splash of the acid.
In the middle of his eyebrow.
That's right. Yeah.
Sources say that Leto told his agents, I know it's Leto. I keep saying Leto. I'm sorry, but I can't change.
You're sorry to who?
Jared Leto.
Oh, I've already forgotten which one it is. It doesn't matter.
That they should stop the rival project. This is Joker arguing that he wasn't being treated properly as an Oscar winner for Dallas Buyers Club. But a person with first-hand knowledge of the situation contends that by then, Leto, there you go, that's probably right, had burned through four different teams of agents at CAA, that was his agency, and there was little love for the actor over there. Source at Jared Leto's camp denies the request that he made, but they previously reported that though Warner's had strung him along with promises of his own Joker solo movie, only to greenlit Phillips's version with Joaquin Phoenix instead.
Mm.
And they also gave that a low budget because they were like,
they didn't think it was going to do well.
Yeah,
right?
And they were like, we'll give him $55 million to make it.
Yeah,
and
right.
They thought he'd turn around and go, well, I won't do it.
Mm.
But he went, yeah, I'll do it anyway.
Look, we all have opinions about that movie. Mm. I don't think it's very good. Mm. But for $55 million, it looks
spectacular.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have like story problems with that movie, but I think like the performance we talked about.
We did an episode.
Yeah, I think there is some good stuff in it, but he dances too much. I talked about that. Too much. It's too much. Yeah, they were nervous that this movie, and this also came out this week, that wasn't going to make money. I'm assuming off the back of like Justice League when they were looking to make this, and so they co-financed it. So they only get like half the profits of the movie. Yeah, so
who's the other co-financier?
I have no idea.
Is it Tencent Pictures? They seem to be all over the place. Tencent Pictures.
Probably,
I don't know anything about
it. Tencent Pictures.
Tencent Pictures.
Yeah, Yeah, they were nervous about the dark tone. The other thing is the gifts that Jared Leto gave when he was filming Suicide Squad, including the used condoms.
Yep.
I'm sure they weren't actually used, probably. There was probably some kind of conditioner, shampoo situation. Maybe he swapped in for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he really did use them. I'm not here to suggest that, but maybe okay. he did.
That he maybe he used them as balloons.
Maybe he did. Yeah. Deadshot, the actor Will Smith got sent bullets and a whole pig was dumped on the table during casting rehearsals. We talked about
we sure did, yeah.
At the time.
Just stand on the X and say your lines and leave.
Yeah, that's fine. Right.
Then go home and wait for your eyebrows to grow back.
But you know if he shaved his eyebrows, something serious is going to go down.
That's true.
People don't do that on a whim. Mm. So it turns out...
Do you think maybe he shaved his eyebrows first day on set and then they had to call an emergency meeting and be like, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
Should we get the eyebrow guy in?
Can we do ha 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 ha? No, that's worse somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. It turns out it's so close. If you remove elements of that, visually it works.
Uh-huh.
Just the tattoos, really.
Yeah.
I think it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
It turns out the studio wasn't thrilled with these efforts, says a source with knowledge of the situation, and it seems that the director wasn't pleased with the resulting performance in the final cut of David Ayer's ensemble anti-hero movie, which apparently David Ayer didn't even get final cut of. But it's interesting that regardless of that, he didn't like what Leto was up to. At this point, sources say that Leto's days as the Joker is likely over. I just keep switching it.
Nice.
There's one person.
But how do you keep track?
I don't.
Okay.
How do you play?
You've said it the same way every time.
Have I?
Yes.
That's fine too. One person involved said, "How do you play the Joker? How do you play the Joker you established following Phoenix? It kind of ends his Joker run, and it does." I don't think you can then go, what about this one that everyone hates again?
Well, that's true. I mean, but I think that it seems to be there, like, oh, how can you follow? But I mean, you know, if Ledger was still around and he did another Ledger Joker,
yeah.
I think people would be fine with that. I think
it was good.
Yeah, it was good, exactly, yeah.
But I'm saying when somebody so thoroughly trumps you performance-wise and in the box office and people seem to like him more as a human
being. For sure, yeah.
You can't...
Yeah, look, I don't think I still think there's plenty of room for somebody else to do a more comic booky Joker in future, but again, not the version that everyone hated.
It would be like, say, Terminator Genisys came out.
I remember Terminator Genisys. And everybody hated
it, which is what happened.
Yes.
And then Terminator Dark Fate came out, which
yes.
for some reason I'm excited for, but I'm probably going to end up hating comes out.
Yes, yep.
But no, let's say that one's really good.
Okay.
And then for the next Terminator, they go, you know what, this is actually a sequel to Genesis.
Yes.
Like, that is the equivalent of them.
Yeah,
I mean, I know he's in Suicide Squad or that version, but it seems like it's not really him.
Yes.
Yeah, or maybe he came in and did a little cameo. Who knows?
Mm.
But that guy's probably never going to shave his eyebrows off again, I'd imagine. I mean, I can't
he's
guarantee
learned his lesson,
that. I can't
yeah.
guarantee that, uh-huh. yeah. Uh-huh. But there you go. I mean, Phoenix, from what he got in his movie... Even if, I mean, he got more to do. The movie is just about him.
It's just about him, yeah.
It's like 10 minutes in the other one and it's kind of nothing. Mm. I wouldn't even say it's bad. It's just like,
yeah
good effort, everyone. Mason, Star Wars news.
Oh, come on.
Now, this is just a precursor because there's going to be a new trailer on Monday Night Football and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
So just get all your thoughts and ideas. Prayers, yep. Get them all written down.
Okay.
I want some notes.
Okay.
For next week.
You're miming there of me writing. It's very much crayons on a
yes.
on a big sketch pad
big piece
of some
of
sort.
Butcher's paper.
Yes, that's right.
That you're going with.
It's just that tree getting struck by lightning in The Last Jedi. I just keep drawing versions of that. Whee! It says. Zap.
You're excited for it?
Yeah, I am excited
for
it.
Yeah, there we go. We'll talk about it next week. Okay. There's been a lot of speculation that it's still filming at the moment and things like that, which it could very well be.
Mm-hmm.
There's been talk that there's like been multiple ending shot and whatever, or it's the greatest thing that's ever going to, and it's going to tie it all together. It's the greatest.
Does that count as a negative, multiple endings? Is it because they don't know where it's going to go, or is this some sort of throw people off the scent kind of dealio?
A few people have sent me over the last few weeks that there was I don't know who this is from. Let's say somebody.
Okay. And, Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, Ryan Johnson, uh-huh. And that they're kind of focus testing like different endings or something because it's supposed to wrap up the entire.
The saga, every so nine
all
movies.
All nine movies.
Yeah, wow.
Midichlorians okay. and
all. So, how do you feel about that, though? The idea that it isn't, they're like, we're not going to do this in a way that is satisfying to us, the filmmakers.
Mm.
We're going to do it in a way that is satisfying to...
Well, maybe those things overlap.
Yeah, I guess they could, yeah.
But I don't think you need to wrap up the whole saga. I think you've got to focus on wrapping up the saga that you made.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but if you can work that in, I guess technically it is the end of nine films.
That's
so
true.
I guess that also makes sense.
And the
sense.
Beginning of another nine films.
You know it is. The Mandalorian screened some footage, and recently people really liked it. So, with Watchmen, which is coming out this week. Mm-hmm. So that movie for Caravan of Garbage is coming up.
Nice.
Might be pushed back a couple of days because of that Star Wars trailer. I don't fucking know. All right. Well, I do because
you absolutely do.
But I don't have it. I don't remember what I'm doing.
Rian Johnson told you.
He did. Mm. What I love about a Casper mattress, Mason.
Yes, go on.
I'm
very familiar with Casper mattress, yes.
Casper mattresses are products that are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. You spend one third of your life sleeping, Mason, I assume.
Oh, if only. That'd be the dream.
Well,
but what sleep I do get, quality sleep.
That's
Let me tell you.
Because you want to be comfortable, and you are because of your Casper mattress, because the expert at Casper worked tirelessly.
The expert, the one guy.
The one guy.
I think there's more than one.
There's a very diverse team,
There's a diverse team, because you don't want one guy who's like, this is the way it is.
You want people to be like...
You want some verification.
Exactly. They work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right
places.
That means
your butt.
That's right. Uh-huh. Well, it means it all. It's not a mattress for your butt.
Yeah.
It is, but it's not all that it does.
That's true.
Now, the original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive... What is going on today?
I don't know.
Supportive memory foams.
I think you're doing great.
In a quality sleep surface with the right amount of sink and bounce.
What if I turn your laptop around and all the... letters and numbers are swirling around. You've hit a setting somewhere. You've hit big peak boomer and you're like, how do I change the setting back? It's too late.
Breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress.
Oh my God.
And I know it's your favorite mattress. One is for what you sleep on. Mm-hmm. It's cradles your geometry, including butt, but not exclusively.
No, that's true.
And of course it has a delightful unboxing experience.
Spurring it goes.
That's right.
It's mostly silent.
Yes.
But you get it.
I get it. Yeah, it's got that feeling, doesn't it, about it. Yeah. It's got that ambiance.
It does have an ambiance.
Yes.
Oh, like a weekend in the south of France.
That's right.
Opening that Casper mattress has that certain ambiance, you know.
You could actually get $100. Whoa.
Bloody heck.
Did
they say more than usual? It's about the same. That's a good amount.
Towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and use the offer code theweeklyplanet, all one word. Terms and conditions apply. That's $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and use offer code theweeklyplanet. It's linked below if you want to check it out. But terms and conditions do apply. But it's a wonderful mattress.
Please do check it out.
Yes.
I know it's catching.
Oh, no.
Check it out. Oh, check it out now. It's a high quality mattress. You'll get a kick out of it.
Zombieland.
Yes.
I put an ad in.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Did the ad.
Cool.
It came out.
Yes, it did.
It's expected to make a 26 a million a weekend.
That seems low.
It's not bad because the budget is 42 to 48.
Okay.
So it's not like Maleficent, which cost $175 billion.
Sure.
And won't make that money back because why would you make that movie?
The Doolittle trailer that we talked about a while.
I loved it.
Many hours ago.
I loved it.
It does say, I think it says from the producers of Maleficent.
I love it.
Did that movie make such a cultural impact that is a selling point for another movie? Okay, right.
And then it's kicked off the... I guess, no, it didn't kick off. There was a whole lot of dark.
It kicked off the Maleficent Cinematic Universe.
Exactly, the MCU. Wait a minute. No wonder people are confused by this movie. That toppled Joker at the box office, but people don't seem to really care about it.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, it's an excellent performance by Angelina Jolie.
There you go.
And boy, is her face crooked and pointy.
That's right.
That's cool. But anyway, so it's going to be...
It's going to do fine.
Yeah. What do you think the story was?
Do you remember Zombieland 1?
I do. We watched it recently.
It's basically the same movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Same things. 10 years later, though.
Yes. There's some spoilers. We'll save them to the end.
Yes.
There's only a few things that are really kind of like, oh, my God. But even then, one of them was spoiled for me on Twitter. But...
thanks, Twitter.
Yeah. I feel like...
By someone adding you personally?
Yeah, I know. I was just in the feed or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
You probably know the bit I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So having recently watched the first movie, because we did a Caravan of Garbage on the pilot.
Yes.
This, I'm with you. It felt the same. But it also felt like this one could have been set like 6 months after the last.
Yeah, right.
Because there is no... It doesn't feel like 10 years because they're just doing the same shit.
Yeah,
they're all hanging out together. They're in a mansion. Instead of like it's Bill Murray's house, it's the White House.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It kind of culminates in the same way.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, beyond the fact that all the actors look older.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, I mean, Abigail Breslin does because
she was a girl and now she's...
And also, if you remember the first one, Emma Stone's character is quite gothy. She's kind of emo gothy. And in this one, she's just Emma Stone.
She's 32 or whatever.
Yeah, Emma Stone is. Yeah. And so in this one, yeah, it's kind of it seems as if they've refined their zombie hunting skills.
Yes.
But they were pretty good in the last
one.
Good.
So they got it together.
They remain quite good in this as well.
Yeah. So I think that was kind of you can't really think too hard about this movie. No. But I'm like, these guys have been doing this shit for 10 years?
Yeah, right.
10 years is a long
and
time.
And it hasn't really, it's, I feel like it's, this world has put a strain on their various relationships, but it's got nothing to do with the zombies.
No.
It's just more to do with just four people living in a house together for 10 years.
And rewatching the first one again, I enjoyed it going back to it, but I definitely liked it more at the time because it was so meta and Bill Murray and commenting on zombies and funny zombie situations. And like, you should check the backseat of your car and whatever, but they've just been inundated with this shit since.
Yep.
So it comes around again and I feel like I've seen it all.
I feel there's a little bit of meta commentary in this though about there's it right at the start because we get the same Jesse Eisenberg narration in this one as we did in the first one. That's basically like, thank you for choosing Zombieland 2.
Yeah.
We know you have been inundated with zombie-related stuff and we're glad you chose to indulge in this.
Is that at the very start?
It's at the very start.
I was in the toilet.
Of course you were.
So I think on a technical and just all levels, I think this is about the same as the first one.
I think so too.
And I don't think that's a good or a bad thing. No. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, again, it was nice to return to these particular characters.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah. So, but again, it's those same story beats of like, they're having fun in a mansion. Oh, there's a larger looming threat. And then it's like, oh, well, I work solo and no one can be trusted and let's split up the team. And actually it's about family. And we did all this 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
What have you been doing?
What was the impetus of a sequel to this?
Did you say impotence?
Yeah, what is the impotence?
Woody Harrelson.
What's the impetus?
Woody Harrelson is old.
Yeah, that's exactly
His dick doesn't work.
Are you sure?
That's because he kept beating up zombies because his dick didn't work.
Oh, my God.
He big trucks. His dick didn't work.
As we know, all zombie movies, that they are all a metaphor for something else, whether it's rampant consumerism or social media or your dick not working. Exactly. So in this case, it's your dick not working?
For him, it is.
Okay, right.
That's his story arc. Yeah. Okay. No, so you think what?
In this one, it's Jesse Eisenberg's dick works too well.
In many ways. Two ways in particular.
Yes.
Yeah, so there is a new character, Zoe Dooch. What I liked about that character, and it felt a bit like this is a very cliche kind of bimbo cheerleader, blackberry sporting human being.
Yes.
But then I also realized that the zombie apocalypse happened sometime in 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And she's just hung on to that version of herself.
Yes, as a survival mechanism somehow. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So she's just kind of kept that.
Yeah.
That Paris Hilton, I guess, era of human being that was popular at that point. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought she was quite good in this.
I think that's probably what I would do if there were a zombie apocalypse. I feel like you would hold on to whatever joys you had back in the day to keep you sane. You would attempt, like, again, in the first one, Tallahassee's always after a Twinkie.
Does he get one in that? I don't think he does.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I also enjoyed the Thomas Middleditch and Luke Wilson who turn up as the characters that are the mirror images of
Tallahassee and Columbus, yeah.
Uh-huh. I never remember who anybody's names in this. Uh-huh. No, I thought they both put in really excellent performances. Did you like the idea of like a newer zombie? I feel like they set up some zombies at the start, which they then didn't use.
Yeah, I feel that too. So the only real difference between this, the 2009 Zombieland and this Zombieland is that the zombies haven't necessarily evolved, but they've seen so many zombies that they can categorize them into certain types. So some are dumb and useless, and some are fast and silent and et cetera. But yeah, you're right. We didn't really see that many.
They introduced the Homer, which is like a dumb one that you can easily outwit.
Yeah, the Ninja, which is silent and fast,
which we didn't see, and the smart one who could
the Hawking
open a door.
Yes,
we didn't see those last two.
That's
really
true. We didn't really. Maybe, I wonder if some of that got stuck because we'll have to talk about it.
It's not super long.
No, so it's quite brisk. So maybe we got some more smart zombies. At one point, somebody goes, "Oh, look out! There's a Hawking." But all it really does is climb up on the top of a car.
Oh, so we do get one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But it didn't do like
it didn't open a door with a human eye or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, not every Chekhov's gun has to go off. You know what
they
I mean?
They all absolutely have
just
to
like
go
Woody
off.
Just like Woody Harrelson's dick.
Right.
And it does work because it's not important.
Mm.
Another character is Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
In this, who I like and everything.
Sure.
She probably could have done it with a bit more play, I guess.
I think so too.
But she seems like she's in the team now. So going forward, we'll probably get some more of these,
I think so?
Yeah, maybe.
In another 10 years? You think in 2029 we'll get Zombieland 3?
I think if we don't get it in 5 years, we probably won't get it.
It should be called Zombieland 3, Triple Tap. All the zombies we killed with a double tap have come back to life again.
Yes.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
There were so many of them.
Do you enjoy the fact that the new zombies that they call the T-800s, because they're virtually unstoppable, they're fairly stoppable because they've been running in the open plains, just getting stronger and eating buffalo or cattle or whatever out there. Is that an element that you're like, yeah, that makes sense to me?
I mean, I guess, but realistically, they weren't that different from...
Not in the end, it seems.
No, I feel like maybe there was scope in this to maybe evolve a zombie into like a Resident Evil style zombie, like a nemesis kind of situation, something that is...
That's what I thought they were actually going towards.
Because again, in this movie, we get some evolved zombies, but they are still zombies that you can kill by cutting their heads off or stomping their head or whatever. Like if you kill the brain, they are still dead.
I don't think that the zombie kill of the years that they display are particularly inventive either, especially the one that wins. I'm like, is that the one that wins?
What about the one in Italy?
Oh, sorry, yeah, that one. That one should have won.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, that one, yes. Yeah.
Mamma Mia, let me tell you.
Mamma Mia indeed, yeah. Nah, fair point. It's gory, but it's not like freakishly gory.
No, that's
mostly
true,
mostly CGI blood and heads. But the vomiting is quite visceral.
For sure,
in this, I would say. Do you want to do spoilers? I don't know how much more I have to say about
this.
Okay,
really. Same.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to say best movie ever. If you weren't particularly enamored of the previous one, you won't get anything more out of this, I don't think.
And these aren't Shaun of the Dead.
No.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
If you
they're
like
funny
the first
in parts, but they're not. It's not a laugh-a-minute situation,
And some gags kind of go too long and whatever.
But again, I feel like if this were a lesser movie, I think seeing pretty much the same story beats played out again would be a real chore for me.
Yeah,
and
that's
I think
fair,
maybe
yeah.
people would. I'm sure there are people who will watch this and go, "Ugh, it is the same thing." But I quite again, maybe it's down to the charm of the actors playing 100%, the main characters.
100%. Yeah. So that's Zombieland, but we're going to say some spoiler things. I found like there were some story elements to me that didn't add up. Like, they've never been the most cerebral movies, but there's things like Abigail Breslin had a gun the entire time.
Yes.
And the bit where they're all surrounded by zombies and she didn't use the gun. And then in the end she's like, I forgot. And I had
she was stoned.
Yeah, but it's not a memory. You don't forget. It's not how it works.
Well,
maybe it does. I don't know, for some people. But so even the bit where, like you're talking about, they just seem like regular zombies, those T-800 ones at the end, because when they're being swarmed, when they're in that little stand, they're just kind of knocking them back as they normally
do. Yeah, right, right.
But the first one they meet, he puts like 16 bullets in it.
Yeah. Mm. But again, like that first one they encounter can be killed just with a stomp to the head.
Yeah,
but again,
exactly.
This isn't a movie that you're supposed to think too hard into. Also, the plan at the end is to sort of run them all through a gauntlet and then off a tower.
Yes.
At no point do any of the – they're supposed to be stronger and smarter or whatever. At no point do those zombies go for anybody who's operating the gauntlet.
They go
when they could just do that quite easily because they're fast and they're strong.
Yeah.
They could just break through that gauntlet of hippies
almost
immediately.
Doesn't happen though.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Not the zombie killer of the year. The guy tipping over the Leaning Tower of Pisa, I think, is the zombie killer of the year. Good for him.
And I like the setup with his family.
Yeah.
He pretends that they're his family.
See, that's a joke that plays. I think so.
Yeah, well, there's definitely jokes to play in this.
I really enjoyed the idea that word has got around the Murray is...
How? Yeah,
I don't know.
Because...
Maybe, I don't know.
One of them must have told somebody.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess he was found in his home, maybe?
Yeah. It's interesting we never see anything that happens... We never see any flashbacks to the interim. We never see anybody else they encounter in the previous 10 years.
Yes.
You know? We don't see them go, okay, well, here's we encountered these people before and now they're our nemesis or whatever.
Yeah, that's interesting because they're kind of like, because Abigail Breslin's like, I just want to have a boyfriend or whatever. And there's like, there's nobody bloody left out there, let me tell you. And then they just run into like
all of the people. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in, like, I guess the what doesn't hold up to me in this sequel is the idea that it feels like we just stopped it in 2009.
Yeah.
And then we picked up again and they all were in stasis.
Yeah, that's
and we
exactly
picked up again in 2019,
right? I think also the Zooey Deschanel character coming back wasn't really necessary. I actually thought it was allergies at first, and then went, oh no, they actually killed her. But then her coming back was kind of like, you didn't really do anything when...
I wonder if that's... So we think that her character got bitten on the foot and then got infected with the zombie plague, and then Jesse Eisenberg's character killed her, but obviously not really killed her because we didn't see her head come off.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and she's normal. I thought initially she was going to be somebody who became immune to the zombie going to be, you know, she was going to be the source of some sort of cure. And I wonder if that was in the script, but then they changed it because they're like, well, we need a sequel to this.
Yeah,
like
right.
Maybe we'll do a sequel. And if there's somebody we can, you know, make a vaccine from, then it's over. So they just went, oh, I had allergies and now I'm fine again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
fair point. I like the minivan kind of.
Sure.
Like they went out of their way to get that, well out of their way to get that bus, and then they just end up trudging back to the minivan.
Well, speaking of minivans and miniguns, I was a little bit disappointed. We could have had a fine minigun minute. There's one mounted on that truck.
Doesn't the president have a minigun in his motorcade as
well?
Yeah,
he does, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the Obama era they put it in, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. There's two trucks that follow. There's two, like, SUVs that follow the president around. One's got Secret Service agents, one's got a minigun.
Terrific.
But anyway, it's used to fire at stuff on the side of the road and then never again. Very disappointing.
Also, I think an element of
take it with you, for God's sake. Put it in the minivan. Put a minigun in a minivan. That's what they're made for.
I thought it was odd that hippie who was a pacifist, again, how could that have that guy had survived 10 years?
Yeah, right.
Like, it's not possible.
Mm.
How?
Don't know.
Because he's
I
not,
just don't know.
Yeah, he's not particularly competent. Maybe he was a murderer and now he's just doing this.
Yeah, maybe he changed. Well, he is a poser, so maybe he changed his ways in the last week or something.
Yeah, that's entirely. Yeah, you're right. That's entirely possible. Yeah, that's anyway, right. Bill Murray's in this.
He's back.
I had it spoiled for me on Twitter. I thought it was
funny. Oh, I see. Right.
Someone was like, "I shouldn't be posting this, but could you, this is my thanks, idiot. It's only out for a week. Good job." But
Look, I expected there to be some kind of celebrity cameo.
Yes.
I just wasn't expecting to be Bill Murray again.
Did you love it?
I did kind of like it.
Did you stay to the very, very end?
I did stay to the very, very
did
end.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
I don't think it was worth the very, very
I
end.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but I loved it too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about the Garfield 3 gag?
That was funny. Do you think they called up and they were like to the Jim Davis or wherever and they're like, hey, we're going to...
It didn't look official.
I know, but still, you would have had to call somebody and be like, hey, listen, we need to use... your creation as just the illustration of just empty capitalism and like a desert of ideas. Just when all creativity runs dry, we wanted that to be represented by Garfield 3 Flabby
it's perfect
Tabby.
Jim Davis.
Yeah. And he'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Will I get a licensing fee for this? I'll take it
and don't care. Mm. So would you see another version of this?
Yep.
Would you want to see the same movie again or a different movie?
I want to see a different movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So give, I don't know, just...
There's a lot you can kind of do and a lot of things you could commentate on that have happened in other media since.
That's true,
There's a bit where they're looking at the Walking Dead comic and being like, well, this isn't very realistic or whatever. Show us some stuff, like, related to that show or something. Emma Stone apparently pushed for, like, a cameo from people from that show. There'd be some crossover.
Yeah, right.
And can you imagine, like, super serious, like, Walking Dead? You've never seen it.
No, but I'm aware
of
it.
But, like, this earnest and, like, big speeches and...
Yeah.
And then they come across Woody Harrelson, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that would be great. And you know...
interesting dynamic.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I think we even talked about it last week, you know, in Shaun of the Dead, we had two... zombie hunting teams cross paths briefly, and people have always wondered what happened to the other team. And I think it would be interesting. It would be a commentary on that as well, I think. Mm. If you went, okay, well, what happens if the super serious Walking Dead team shows up and dealing with these idiots?
Yeah.
Presumably they would all get killed
because
they don't follow the rules.
Exactly.
Or what have you. But, you know, and again, you're right. There should have been – the first one was a commentary on why people in zombie – and again, you know, this is a zombie movie where people are okay with saying, these are zombies, you know, like in zombie movies.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of, you know –
it's only the comedies that do it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, otherwise they're like, who are these dark walkers?
Who are these dark seekers?
Oh, my God.
We call them biters. Great stuff.
We call them slow walker biters.
In a Dracula movie, you call them Draculas.
You call them Draculas because that's what they are. Oh, my God, look at that window. It's an army of Draculas and Frankensteins.
There's always someone...
The Draculas and Frankensteins have teamed up.
There's always someone who... at least one person when we say Draculas would say, it's not Draculas, it's Dracula's monster, technically.
We know it's Dracula's monster. Exactly, yeah. You're Dracula's monster for bringing it up.
That's right.
Quite frankly. Yeah, there should have been some... There have been advances in zombie movie storytelling in the last 10 years, so put some of those in.
Nazi zombies, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You could have some neo-Nazis that turned into zombies.
Oh, my God, and then you could shoot them.
Yeah.
No, surely no one could complain about that.
Sometimes people do.
Oh, my God.
It happens in video games every now and then.
Oh, my God.
In every fandom, there's...
I don't think you give these Nazis in Wolfenstein a fair shake. I mean, I think...
Why can't we meet somewhere in the middle between extreme racism and no racism?
Yeah.
It's PC Gone Mad. Anyway, it's fine. I would say wait for it, though.
Wait for video?
Yeah.
Slash streaming?
Yep.
I was amazed because I'm like, before I watch Zombieland 2, I should watch Zombieland on Netflix. I know it's on Netflix. And I went to Netflix and was still there.
What?
I was like, yeah.
Because you didn't mention on the show.
So I emailed them a letter of complaint. I'm like, excuse
what
me.
What are you guys up to?
I wanted to watch this on Netflix and it was available on Netflix, even though the sequel's out.
I want the name of the person you're firing.
Yeah, that's right.
What he's head on
oh,
my
it's
desk.
Me. You're cancelling my account. Well, I never, except all the other times that's happened. Good day.
So should we go to the next segment?
Yeah, let's go to the next segment.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? So you didn't watch it before we watched the pilot?
No, I watched it like I watched it like an hour before.
That's what I meant. Like so right before. Gotcha. Yep, cool. Okay, what have you been reading? What have you been going to read?
I'll be getting into the terror a little bit. No spoilers because I'm only a couple of episodes in.
Episode season one?
Yeah, season one.
Very good.
Yes.
How many spooky events have happened so far?
A couple of spooky events.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
No, none. That's fine. What episode would you say you're up to?
I'm at the start of three.
Are the elements of it, of like otherworldly stuff, begun to happen?
Yes. Mm. But also, is that just because I know that there's some spooky stuff going to happen?
Let's just, I don't know, well, yeah, okay. Maybe, yeah.
All right.
It took me a bit.
I know I'm a big fan of a fur-lined coat. My sailor, yeah. So, you know.
Do you like people eating old tin cans or whatever?
Yes.
Like sailors just trying to keep it together and keep up that chipper nature as they slowly die in the ice.
Rum, buggery, and the lash. That's what I like.
Why isn't Kenneth Branagh in it, though? Good question.
It is a really good question.
Shackleton Mason.
Yes.
He was Ernest Shackleton in Shackleton.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shackleton's Monster. Hey.
What have you been watching or reading?
I've read issue 3 of Superman Year One.
Okay, yeah.
Frank Miller.
How's that going?
It's not good.
As a Frank Miller joint.
I can't stop.
You can. You can stop at any point.
I won't. I'll pay the $9 that it costs or whatever.
Oh, God.
I'll read it every
time. Is it like, you're down, it's digital?
It's digital, yeah.
So it's not some sort of prestige hardback situation.
This one introduces Wonder Woman, Lex Luthor, Batman, Joker.
As a combined one being.
Yeah, that's right. It's composite man and woman.
Okay, well, who's being introduced? Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's Batman, Lex Luthor, Joker.
Who comes off the worst?
Is it
Batman Year One Batman?
I don't know if it is now because it doesn't seem to be.
Huh.
So I thought it might have been connected, but maybe it isn't.
Okay.
But I don't, because the art style is different as well. The art's quite good, but it might have the worst Batman v Superman fight I've seen in anything
ever.
Oh,
this is their first meetup.
Yes.
Which, here's the thing also. I feel like that needs that somebody somewhere has decided that needs to be their introduction now. Like when they did the new 52, I think they were like, we have to have Batman and Superman fight just to have them, you know. But in all the previous versions, they don't fight; they just meet and interact. You don't have to have them fight.
Sometimes they discover each other's identity.
Exactly. You don't have to have them fight and determine who's the best or whatever. It's not.
So in this one,
yes.
Batman meets him because Lex Luthor's plan to pit them against each other or something.
Oh, yes.
And they meet on the rooftop in front of the big Gotham signal that says Gotham. Shoots Gotham.
Oh, the Gotham
the
signal, sure. the tourism boards put that up.
That's
yeah.
right. The bat signal. And Batman's like, I'm going to teach this guy a lesson. So
they just put up a signal. It's for tourists. If you're thinking about going to Gotham City, they put up a big spotlight in the sky. It says crime. Really bad crime. And you're like, oh, I should go to Gotham.
But some handcuffs, kind of foot cuffs, I should say,
yes.
come out of the ground and like grab Superman's ankles.
Okay.
And then Batman throws a whole lot of devices at him and like weapons and bullets and electricity and hits him with power gloves while Superman just stands there.
Yeah.
And that's really it. And it's just not.
How did he fall for the shackles?
I don't.
It's very fast.
I don't even think he, because he doesn't even, he's like, stop it.
Right.
Stop it.
Okay.
He's not, he doesn't flinch at all. Okay. It's pointless. And then Wonder Woman comes in and is like, stop it, boys. There's a bigger trouble.
Do you think that this is a deliberate allusion to Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice?
I
think
don't
it might
know,
be.
Mason.
It sounds to me like it's he's seen that and he's gone, well, wouldn't it be a funny little riff It sounds like a Mad Magazine parody of Batman v Superman.
It felt
like he's throwing the kitchen sink.
Yeah, but it's not
he's throwing
even
a
like,
trash can with like a fish skeleton in it.
It's not interesting stuff.
Yeah,
it's like electricity. It's like
top hat with
cut
off
like
of it.
Electricity gloves.
Yeah,
he
these
uses.
Electrocutioner
he does
gloves.
That, and yeah. I think he buys a gun. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Nice.
I think this Batman might even use a gun because this might be a throwback to. I don't remember.
Do you quite recently they were going to do? I read recently that there was a canned Batman project. Mm. Called The Batman, and it was going to be a reimagining of the original Batman. It was Gotham City was going to be set on the West Coast, like near
it was
LA.
Like a weird real thing.
Yeah, it was like a weird.
Darren Aaron was going to do it, I think.
Yeah,
maybe. Around the early 2000s.
Maybe this is a comic project, not a movie project.
Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it was kind of it was going to be back to the Bat hyphen Man.
Yeah.
And it was going to be like back to the old. You sort of neo noir, the original Batman, where he's shooting guns and
gun toting.
Yeah, and it was going to be more like a Raymond Chandler novel or whatever, but it's Batman.
People do make that argument, or they used to when people cared about the Ben Affleck Batman.
Yes.
That like, well, technically he's had a gun before and he shot people.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but it's kind of evolved past that.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean? And it's PC mad. I agree. Also, Superman kind of sucks in this because he seems like he's indifferent and sometimes hates people or he doesn't.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of like his internal dialogue is like, he doesn't seem like a very Superman at all. He seems kind of rude.
Should call him a rude man.
Should call him rude man. Or super rude.
Super rude.
He's rude.
Extremely rude. Yes.
Anyway, don't read it. But next week, it's probably going to be our Halloween episode.
Oh, our spookiest episode yet?
Because that'll be the one just before Halloween episode.
Yes, go on.
So do you want to next week watch some horror stuff?
Oh my God, people hate it when we do this, but all right.
No, we'll pick like... You go away and watch three, I'll go away and watch three.
Okay.
And we'll just talk about some of our favorite horror stuff that we've watched or whatever. And I can talk about the movie Sunshine again.
Of course.
Yay. People got some suggestions as well. Write them in. And we might read some out on the show or steal them and say that we thought of them. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
That sounds really good.
Next week. Cool. Yeah, anything else for what we're reading?
No.
Then are you ready for letters?
Yes. Let's say, for purposes of argument, I'm ready for letters.
Yeah, but you have to then...
I'll do the letters thing.
Yeah, you have to do the thing. Letters, oh, letters, we love you. Some letters,
they're only a day away. I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
It's such a rude theme song. Change that one as well.
Yeah, right? Very rude.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter, or conversely, shoot a Gmail or an email. Or an whatever the Microsoft equivalent of an email is, over to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Would you like to do yours first?
Yes, this is from a couple of weeks ago.
Goodness.
I noted it down, and I just wanted to pass this along live on air. See if you want to bite on this one, and bite is probably the appropriate word. This is from Olivia.
Okay.
It says, "Hi James and Nick / the Weekly Planet Podcast.
Thank you.
Hope you're doing well.
Doing all right.
Doing all right. I'm reaching out to make you aware of a PR opportunity I think would be a great fit for your podcast. History, the History Channel, has a new visual and highly intense TV series where two men put their lives in danger by getting bit and stung by some of the most dangerous wildlife animals."
Go on.
History's new series, Kings of Pain, premieres Tuesday, November 12 at 10 p.m. ET. It follows professional animal handler Rob Caveman Oliva and wildlife biologist Adam Thorne on their mission to create history's ultimate pain index by traveling the world to get bitten, stung by some of the most dangerous animals.
Isn't pain relative? Write that.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah.
Write this down.
Yes.
Okay, go on. What are the benefits? How do we benefit from this interaction?
Do they mention
us on the show? I've been stung by a bee and... Check out the Weekly Planet Podcast.
Yeah, I don't think they are. No, I think what...
I've fallen into a hornet's nest. Red, hot, coming...
Oh, my God. I was kind of hoping they would, maybe invite us on to get bitten.
No, obviously.
All right.
I don't want that.
You come when you do,
What
though?
If I'm allergic to some weird spider that I don't know about, that I die?
Looking forward to hearing your feedback on this PR opportunity and the possibility of working together. Thank you in advance. Do we get bit or not? That's all I'm saying. I'm
getting bit for nothing. I mean, I've been bit by a bunch of stuff. I don't like it. It's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You respond.
Okay, cool.
What are you going to write? Yes. We'll do it.
I'll see what the automated response thing
Whatever
says.
Whatever it is, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's our options. Thanks! !!
Love
Sounds
it.
Interesting! !! Sounds interesting! !!
I feel like that's where we're at.
Okay, cool. All right.
You know what? It's not something I'm thoroughly against, to be fair. When did you find that? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We could have been promoting this heavily.
I know,
this could
right?
have been like the new
yeah.
show that we could have been
being stung by bees.
No, I love being stung.
Do you think they'd send us some bees?
To be stung by?
Yeah.
I think it's probably a customs thing, isn't it? You can't just be sending bees to people.
Okay, but they could probably call up like a local bee provider and they could send us some bees.
Some locally sourced
bees. Some locally
bees.
Aussie made and Aussie owned bees.
Love that.
Yeah, or a snake. Okay, this is from Sam. International sheep shaggers is the subject line.
Love it.
He says, I'm amazed that the concept of people from certain countries being sheep shaggers seems to be a worldwide thing. Here in England, we have the same perception about people from Wales.
True.
Yeah.
I think it's also an Ireland, Scotland thing as well.
Yeah. Maybe you can have this as a small segment where people from other places can share their lamb lover counterparts. I think that would be good. Every week, we figure it out and we build some sort of index around the world. We can draw some threads country to country of all the places where people are like, and we could do it like, we could see if it's in both directions.
You can also do counties. It doesn't have to be countries.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I'd imagine, though, a lot of the time it's like they're separated by a body of water.
Yeah. Like, it sounds like it's going to be like a fractal. Like you keep zooming in. So you're like, you pick Australia and then you zoom in. But then it's like people from Sydney say people from Newcastle shag sheep. But
it's eventually just going to be two neighbours.
That's true. Yeah. He said I did it, but he does it.
He's a sheep shagger.
And it'd be interesting to look at like.
But they're both shagging sheep.
Oh, my God. Oh, they're dark secret. If only they could get along, they could do it together. But I would like to see the ratio of number of people, like countries that say the other country does it, and then the second country's like, no, we think they're nice, actually. We don't have anything insulting to say.
Send them in.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the US. Where do you go from there? You know what I mean? What direction do you go? Do you have a sheep shagging kind of...
Is it Canada? Is it Alaska?
I don't know if it is. It could be Alaska, maybe.
Or maybe it's moose or something. Maybe the animal is also regional.
Yeah, you're right. It would be, wouldn't
Email it? In... If you're from a country that isn't Australia
and thinks that another country
or county or state
or neighbor
has sex with another animal,
it can be neighbor.
It can be a neighbor, I guess. If you, but we need. I think we need proof there because, like, not gross proof, but maybe like a note nailed to a door that's like, "I know what you did."
I love it.
Yeah, right.
We could do a Patreon episode on it.
I think so too. Yeah.
Well, I've got a tweet here. This is from Spud. It says, "Hey, Nick and James. What's a fictional thing that you used to love that has been ruined by its real-life creators? Mine is the film The Usual Suspects, directed by Bryan Singer, starring Kevin Spacey." Yikes.
That's a double whammy, isn't it?
Is there a thing for you? I was going to say, like, I'm the only Superman Returns defender, even though I know objectively it's not good, but it's got the bit where he catches the plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm really torn between, because I want to talk about it for Caravan of Garbage before Crisis, but I'm also, I know I'm going to have to do a section at the front where it's like, hey, we know he's probably a sex pest. Sorry for talking about this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Probably the It Crowd / the IT Crowd, because the creator of that seems to be like a weird
famously
transphobe
on
the internet for some reason. Yeah. You know?
It's a shame. It's a good show.
It is a good show. I mean, everybody on that and everybody well
and the, everyone
I mean,
in that's
the
good
thing about that is that everybody on that show has gone on to do more good things. So that's at least something.
That is
have
very
you watched
true.
The Richard? Have you watched anything Richard Ayoade has done recently?
I don't think I have.
I should track down Travel Man, which is his travel show where he gets into stuff and
stung by bees. And what
he gets stung by bees.
I love that guy.
Guess what? He doesn't care for it.
I bet he wouldn't.
And I should also watch Get Shorty, which has. I
keep seeing that come up on Stan.
Yeah. And do you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay,
it's good though, is it?
Yes. Well, based on the two episodes I've seen of it,
John Travolta in it?
No.
Then it must be fine to better.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know also there's obviously been the recent Michael Jackson documentary, which is like 4 hours long. Yeah. I watched it. It's like, Jesus.
Mm.
And for me, I mean, that's still inconclusive at this point. You can make your own decision. But that music to me has been like, I can't.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah. But there's also like, I don't begrudge anybody who, you know, can separate that from what, you know, believe whatever you want to believe, man. But yeah, that to me is like, no. Not that I was ever really a huge fan, so I guess it's not a big loss. But R. Kelly Ignition. That's a massive loss to me.
Really?
That's a great song. Now I can never listen to it again.
Yeah.
That guy should have been in jail like 20 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
It's amazing that he's evaded for that long. Anything else?
What are some comic... Is there any comic book creators that have gone insane recently?
Max Landis. That,
oh, yeah. Well, was he ever good, though?
I think he has done some good stuff, yeah.
Name one thing.
He did some Superman stuff, which was all right.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did a medieval one called Green Valley, which was all right from memory. But he did Bright, obviously. the movie Bright.
The one that changed the game.
It was Star Wars, he said. Anyway, there you go. Everything gets ruined eventually. Don't worry about it. This is from Gil.
Yes.
Hey, Weekly Planet Pod. Just saw Jay and Silent Bob reboot. It would be awesome if us guys could dedicate an episode to that, Kevin Smith. I'm talking Viewerskew Universe movies, Smodcast, and everything with. Love to hear your guys' take on it. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Yeah, we've been talking about doing an episode. That's not out here till like November, maybe. Later than that. But yeah, I wouldn't mind doing a Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I would. Stuff. I would, because that, again,
at least the viewer skew stuff to kind of start.
I mean that's a filmography that some of which I really do enjoy, and I wonder if that still holds up.
Yeah,
and some of which I do not care for at all, and I wonder if my view on that has softened on that. You know, in the last couple of years,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like I remember thinking about Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. This is garbage. But maybe in
I didn't like that one either at the time, yeah. But also I like Clerks 2, so it's like, but I haven't seen Clerks 2 since 2006, but I really respect that, like, what he's built and this shared cinematic universe that he's been doing since 1994 or whatever. It's pretty incredible.
And he's also like a genuine guy who's built his way up from the ground up. He's not like one of those stories where it's like, this
his
guy
dad isn't John Landis.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, this guy's built his way up from nothing, and then you realize that his parents gave him a small loan of $2 million to make his first movie. Like, he put everything on the line. Like, he sold his comic book collection. He maxed out all these credit cards or whatever to make this thing, and then it enabled him to nudge his way into Hollywood, which is kind of amazing.
I watched a video today where he goes back to that convenience store, which is, it's still there and it looks pretty much the same. The VCR place is shut down, and he just talks about his experience and working on that. And I've heard him talk about it before, like why he did it in black and white. And that was because it was cheaper, but also otherwise they'd have to shoot under fluorescence. Otherwise they'd have to get this $2,000 lighting kit to kind of counteract that.
Yeah, right.
So the guy just went, well, if you do it in black and white, it doesn't matter. It won't come out green because it'll just. And then people were like, it kind of gives the perspective of that it was shot from the in-store cameras or whatever. So that's what he just started telling people. It wasn't a creative choice. It was just a budgetary thing.
Did you see the Hot Ones, the Paul Rudd episode of Hot Ones?
I haven't yet to watch that. I've got that in my saved stuff today.
Because he talks about how if you endlessly tell us the same story in an interview, like constantly, it starts shifting around and you start to wonder whether it was real in the first place. Like, he always, like, apparently he would always tell people he always used to love listening to Steve Martin recordings or whatever, and that's where he got his sense of humor. And then eventually he started going, is that how, did I ever do that? I'm pretty sure it's true, but maybe it's not.
Yeah, right. Interesting. I watched that new show that he's as well on Netflix. I'll talk about it on Suggestible, my
Which
other
one
podcast.
Is this? Is this the one Martin where he, Short?
No, the...
Living With Paul Myself Rudd. Or whatever.
Paul Rudd. There's two Paul Rudds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Check it out. But I'll talk about it on Suggestible this week, my other podcast that's linked below. I got one more tweet. No, I don't. That's it. What's next, Mason?
The end of the show, I think.
Thank goodness.
Come on.
I can't wait to get out of here.
And do what?
Nothing. I can't leave. My son's asleep. Claire's out, so... I'll be here, Mason. Getting ready for my Star Wars trailer breakdown.
Are you excited?
A lot of meditation.
What do you think's going to be in it? Like, if you had to predict the thing that's going to be in it.
Well, Emperor stuff, I guess.
Do you think more double lightsaber action?
Yeah, it might get a bit.
I hope
it's not that much extra, to be honest. Okay. I hope it's me going, I don't know.
Do you still think that's a dream sequence?
Yeah.
The double lightsaber?
Yeah.
But it's a very specific look.
Have you had a very specific dream?
Never. My dreams are all just old Star Wars movies. So just snippets from old Star Wars movies.
You hate Star Wars.
I know.
Is that why?
That's why.
Anyways, take us home.
Oh, my God. Thank you, everybody who has been listening to the show, who's told a friend about it, who's liked and subscribed, and given us a nice review. James, you got a nice review there?
No, I do. This is from Quoting Ben. It says, Bert and Ernie for adults. Always topical and funny, masters of their craft. Yeah, I guess this very specific thing that we've built, we are the masters of it, aren't we?
Nobody does us better than us yet.
It's true.
I'm sure they will eventually.
Someone will deepfake it.
Somebody will build an algorithm.
When it's an app that costs nothing.
We'll start getting tweets that are like, oh my God, your more recent episodes are actually really good. Remember the one about this? And we're like, we didn't talk about that. And we'll go to YouTube and it'll just be funnier than us and better looking.
Yeah, probably. Younger. If you've been a fan of comics, comic book movies, or pop culture in general over the last few years, you'll enjoy this show. You used You'll get used to the accents. 5 stars. 5-star review. You can just do it in-app on your phone right
That's
now.
That's true.
It's very easy to do.
A special thanks to everybody in the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group who has photoshopped a photo of myself at work.
Oh, I loved it.
There's a lot of sweet...
Did you know that? Did that come up before somebody sent it to you, or did you send...
No, it's just a photo of me at work, and somebody took it and put it up on Facebook.
But did you find it first, or did somebody else find it first?
I found it first.
Incredible.
Yes, but thanks for everybody who doing a sweet. There's an El Camino one. There's a Transformers one. There's a Mad Max one. There's a whole bunch. I'll put them all up on Instagram.
I was gonna say you're putting them on the Insta, aren't you?
Put them on the Insta. Thanks, everybody. If you want to say hi, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook.
These are very funny. I'm on your Insta now.
And
Mason.
Gmail.
I'm loving it.
And Twitter and Bandcamp. Mm. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. On Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, NickMas.
Mad Max one.
You're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
Yeah.
If you want to have some nice, fun. Yes.
This is very good.
If you have some nice, fun, civil conversations about pop culture, you can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
Yes.
You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to a newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
He's a wonderful man.
The charity campaign is still going strong. I think we're up to about $57,000.
Excellent.
We thought $50,000. The listeners are very, very generous, but there's no way we'd make more than $50,000. And we absolutely have.
And I don't think we'll make any more than $57,000. So
wow.
Prove me wrong, Mason, by donating $1,000 right now.
All right, hang on.
Anything else?
We've got some t-shirts on teepublic.com. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yeah.
Including the great planet, the great Weekly Planet opening theme.
It's great.
It is great, isn't it?
If temporary.
Oh, what? Yeah. All things are temporary though, aren't they?
That's true.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it, I think.
Thank you very
much.
What
are we talking about next week?
Halloween shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Very good. Amazing. We should review various Halloween novelties, I think. Maybe I feel that's more in our wheelhouse.
You want to carve a pumpkin on air or whatever?
Yes, on Twitch.
I don't want to go on Twitch. Like another platform I have to learn.
All right. Well, we'll just do it on audio.
But
then.
I'll do it for Halloween.
Okay, cool.
All right, guys. Catch you later.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. I'm falling away. I'm falling off a cliff.
Don't hit the stop recording button, James. We've got to keep recording for 10 more hours like we do every week. And he's hit the button.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.